Two national authors will debut two very different books at BookBug in Kalamazoo on Thursday night. WMUK's Zinta A-Stars sat down with both these authors. The first book is In the Course of Human Events by Mike Harvke.
In the Course of Human Events is about a young Midwestern man who, by the ripe age of 20, has all but given up hope for the future. He's living in the shadow of the economic collapse and doesn't even realize how angry he is until he meets Jay Smalls, a charismatic and powerful and very seductive karate teacher. Jay takes Clyde under his wing to give him a little bit of confidence and power, but Jay's teachings have a darker side to them, and fairly soon we witness the total indoctrination of this young man into radical anti-government extremism.
I understand you've put some of your own experience into this novel, and what author doesn't, that you're a black belt, that you've got some friends in the militia?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, starting with my friends, I grew up in a small town in northwest Missouri and did have people that I knew slip into militia from one time or another. But actually, one of my closest friends one day when we were hanging out started telling me about a book that he'd read that had made a very big impact on him. Mm-hmm. And he told me what it warned of, which was pending repeal of the Second Amendment, raids on honest gun owners' homes, and barcode tattoos that every American citizen was soon going to be forced to get for tracking purposes. And this book, I didn't know at the time, it was called Behold a Pale Horse, and is a book that's beloved in the Patriot movement, especially among the conspiracy-minded faction of that. And my friend really fell for it, and that conversation ended with him actually whipping out his new handgun and pointing off behind my head and saying, when that ATF agent shows up at my door, he's going to get a big surprise.
Whoa.
It was frightening,
yeah,
to say the least. And it sparked my interest in how a book or a pamphlet or anything like that could begin to open the door into extremism.
Are human beings, do you think, basically made to want control? Is having control the key to happiness or maybe even sanity?
I think so, yeah. I think that we want either to be controlled or to control.
Mm.
And I think that a lot of times the easier path is to be controlled because you have everything taken care of. You're taken
That's
care of.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
You're taken care of, your needs are taken care of, and you're told what to do and when to do it and what not to do. And I have, as you mentioned, I have a black belt in mm-hmm. Kyokushin karate, and when I was a teenager, I also trained Shotokan, a basic form of Japanese martial arts, in Missouri. And karate was everywhere when I was growing up. It's really big in the Midwest. I saw even then as a teenager how a form of practice like martial arts can be used at its worst to completely control and direct the individual toward the teacher's own ideologies and interests.
That was author Mike Harvke of In the Course of Human Events talking to WMUK's Zinta A-Stars. For our interview with Harvke's friend, author Josh Weil of The Great Glass Sea, visit our website, wmuk.org.